Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Madden!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. A little cold here, but otherwise a very nice day after, pretty much a prolonged spell of weather, bad weather, rainy weather. We have a long weekend here and, I'm getting a lot of stuff done, enjoying myself. What about you? What's going on at your end?
Yeah, greetings from London, Rohit. I think it's going well. I've had a very calm day. I have managed to return some gifts that I got for Christmas and ended up spending more money than I originally budgeted for. So I've done some discounted clothes shopping, which is making me feel kind of relatively ready for the next week. All is good. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we've got a bunch of things to talk about. One of the things I thought we'd talk about is, our India Explained Twitter account was shut down.
Right.
And, for the most part, you would gather things and you would find things, but you really kept Instagram going and, I was doing a lot of the tweeting for which the account got shut down. And my Archops Twitter account also got shut down. And I don't want to be narcissistic about this. But to me, what's very dismaying is both the inconsistency that Twitter India has displayed, as well as its cowardice. So I do want to talk about that and just, to our listeners, give them an account of what happened. I think this follows as part of a larger pattern of the BJP government, shutting down dissent. And not for a moment, are we narcissistic enough or self-important enough to think that, we are so significant. In fact, we were very surprised when they did this. They shut the account down once, both of our accounts, my personal account and the India Explained account. After I raised a stink with the Indian press, having it covered in a couple of articles, they resurrected the account, and I know that those journalists contacted them, and now they went ahead and did it again, and they've done it for something that really doesn't violate their laws. But I can start unpacking this, so I thought that maybe we can start by talking about that.
You always know that I've got mixed feelings about Twitter as a medium, and I'm drawn to the India Explained program of work primarily because of the podcast. But that said, I'm surprised by how Twitter kind of suspended the India Explained account, suspended your personal account. And just as a kind of a namke vaste, I had a bit of a Twitter account myself, but that got shut down as well. So I think in the scheme of things, I think it was a massive overreaction. But I think there are a couple of things. You should explain perhaps to our listeners the nature of the tweets which kind of got you taken out on occasion one and occasion two.
Yeah.
And thirdly, the other thing that we do is just put that out there and explain to people who are listening how we will keep them involved going forward. Because that, I think, is the more important thing to do.
Right. Absolutely. And I also want to start by just saying that, a lot of people have written in to me about the account as well as about our podcast. So they've written to me both in my personal capacity, on my university account, but also as part of the duo and part of the initiative of India Explained, and just saying that they really appreciate what we did and, more power to us. And what has been very touching for me and for us is that, people have said that we are an inspiration to them. This is, it's just a gift. It's just a gift. And we are just so privileged. It's really moving because we didn't, set out to be heroes or anything. We just did something which in the grand scheme of things today, when you see these amazing movements in India for justice, I think they have served a tremendous purpose no matter what the outcome will be. These anti-CAA, anti-NRC protests, regardless of whether the Modi government, decides to take back those draconian laws or initiatives, even if they don't, these protests have been worth a lot. And combined with some additional protests about, I think, you know, farmers' protests and a number of other issues, by one account, coming from one of India's finest journalists, Prem Panikkar, 250 million people have protested. That's the size of, like, you know, 10 European countries put together. It's incredible. And to me, of course, it's amazing that it's not a bigger story. So let's step back and, look at this. What happened is that this all started when, and actually even before it started, the backstory is that there's this utter scumbag who's something in the Delhi BJP, a guy called Tejinder Bagga, and there's another really awful couple who have been after the account from the time the account was started, because, you know, I have a feeling it's just sheer jealousy at the attention the account was getting, which was at the attention the account got, which was something that I noticed with a lot of people in India. And it was very strange. There were these, you know, self-appointed humorists, people who thought they were witty and funny. And when the account got some attention, it was almost as if they flew into a kind of rage that, you know, they weren't the undisputed kings of wit on Twitter or something like that. So this couple would keep ranting about the account. They would, you know, they had some aspirations to be part of the BJP, but they were kicked by the BJP, really. And they signaled to the BJP that this was an anti-BJP account. So twice in the past, over the last 5 years, at the behest of either this couple and or this oaf called Tejinder Bagga, my university has been spammed with hundreds of, you know, tweets, emails. I have been given numerous death threats. Twitter India and Twitter did nothing. I've had to report these threats to the police. And, you know, I know that the police at Santa Clara also reported them to the FBI. And there's something very interesting. The moment I mentioned that fact on Twitter, that, hey, these tweets have been reported to the FBI, so back off, I never got any more abusive emails directly. And even the tweets, they were still threatening, but they calmed down. And the reason for that is very clear to me, that a lot of these so-called Modi Bhakts or IT cell people or these, you know, scumbags in America, they are also people who want visa extensions, or if they're students, they're going to look for work visas, or if they are on H-1 visas, they're going to look for green cards, or if they're on green cards, they're going to look for citizenship. So they get really, really worried about not, you know, if the FBI is going to be involved looking at them. So then the love for Modi, love for Hindutva goes out of the window. Right, now what happened is, so that's the backstory. The first tweet for which they suspended the accounts, and initially it was a temporary suspension and then it was a permanent suspension, was simply a comment on the vigilantism that was being shown by right-wingers about these alleged rapists in a very tragic case in Hyderabad who were apparently shot to death. They were encountered by a police officer. In my mind, there's no doubt that, there was this case of a doctor. She was sexually assaulted and killed. Her scooter broke down. They managed to find the suspects, and then they claimed that the suspects were trying to run away and they shot them in cold blood. The problem is that that particular inspector in Telangana or whatever, he has had a record of exactly the same thing in 3 or 4 other cases. So my point was, and I made this very clear, that whether, you know, vigilante justice should not be celebrated, that Modi has been accused of a pogrom and he was not given, it was serious enough that he was considered a criminal against humanity by the international community. Amit Shah was in jail. There's overwhelming evidence against him. We know that the case was rigged. There are all these cases where, you know, witnesses turned hostile. There's 17 deaths in which he's been implicated. My sense is, my point was, if you're going to, by the same logic, would these people celebrate if someone were to exterminate these people just on the basis of being suspects? Because that's exactly what happened with those 4 men. They may have, I do think those guys were guilty, but under the law at that point of time, they were suspects. So it was actually questioning vigilantism, right? It was a satirical comment on the dangers. It was commentary on the dangers of vigilantism. But either Twitter's, you know, Twitter India is in bed with the BJP, or the people they hire are just not smart, or their algorithm can't pick up irony or satire or, you know, any kind of critique. So they shut the account on, you know, basically temporarily first saying that you need to delete the tweet. So I deleted the tweet and I just made a statement saying that this is absurd. And I wished people goodbye and said that I'm going to post the tweet again and they will likely permanently suspend it. So they did that and they shut the other account as well. Then we raised, you know, I raised a hue and cry. I got the print to cover it and I had an interview with the Midday. And in the interview, I did talk about the BJP government. I also spoke about Twitter's hypocrisy, that if you consider this tweet to be to violate your rules, why don't you do anything about all those Modi supporters who day in, day out issue people death threats and rape threats? And Twitter does nothing. I mean, I have personally received a couple of death threats on each occasion I was spammed, and they have done nothing. There was some, you know, idiot in Seattle who said that he would, you know, kill me if I came there or something. And even subsequently, there have been a number of death threats this time on Twitter, but I've just ignored them. So this happened. And then what happened is that I kind of went gangbusters after the BJP. My sense is that they were just looking for a pretext, because I did a number of tweets mocking the Amit Shah Yogi. It's a photo of Amit Shah and Yogi, you know, in some kind of saffron lungi or something with, you know, a lot of those like stone sadhus doing something shady. And the thing that I've maintained in interviews and even the book I wrote is that nothing gets the BJP supporters as much as mockery of their venerated leaders. So my point was that, you know, given the record that Amit Shah has of exterminating everyone who comes in his way, and we know this, right? 72 witnesses turning hostile. One judge, gets transferred. A second judge dies mysteriously. The third judge essentially just, you know, exonerates him in 15 minutes. Everyone who was a threat to him and Modi just died a mysterious death. Harin Pandya, Tulsi Prajapati, you know, Sohrabuddin, who was his former, you know, business partner and allegedly involved in extortion. Now, the point is that, you know, it's commonly known that Modi is grooming Amit Shah, or Amit Shah is being groomed or has ambitions of being the next prime minister. Maybe if the BJP stays in power, Modi is in his 70s. Maybe Modi will be PM for another 12 years and Amit Shah is a much younger man. Then he'll take over. So I wanted to make a satirical comment about this. And I said that if Amit Shah were to get rid of Modi, what were the ways he would do it in? And it was a comment on all the different ways in which Amit Shah has been involved in different murders. Like, is he going to, you know, the Judge Loya case, there's been people who've said that he was poisoned by, I think, polonium or some radioactive substance. Many of Amit Shah's, adversaries, they have died by, allegedly, in police encounters. That's what Rana Ayoob's work has shown. So I put both those options in. Again, this is a reference to the news. And then I put a couple of flippant ones in that, you know, Amit Shah, is he going to like sit on Modi? And the final one was a comment on Modi's, you know, sartorial taste, because he loves this. So, you know, is he going to like choke Modi with his scarf? Again, you may find this not funny. That's your prerogative. You may find this tasteless. That's your prerogative. But this is very much within the realm of satire and protected speech. And I'll tell you why. So Twitter, someone complained, this bugger, and they've also started a campaign against me to my employers, which is ongoing. But I mean, they can just do whatever they want to. I was very clear and I was very blasé and blatant in putting this point out. Now, what happened is that when they shut India Explained down, I said, I'm going to put the exact same tweet poll. And by the way, in an hour, we had about 1,000 people responding. So people found it, even if they didn't find it funny, maybe they did find it funny, people were playing along. And I think that's what irritates the BJP. Now, what happened is that someone complained about this on my Archops account. And hey, guess what? I get an email from Twitter saying, because if someone complains about something that you've posted, Twitter updates you. So I get an email from Twitter saying that this tweet has been determined to not violate Twitter's rules, right? So what I did then was I took a screenshot on my Archops account, and I marked Twitter's MD, a guy called Manish Maheshwari or Mahesh Maneshwari. He looks to me like a corporate stooge. He exactly has that kind of, you know, I don't know, like Goldman Sachs, McKinsey type of like oaf, who, you know, the Indian good boy, and probably is a government ass kisser. I'm just going to say it straight away. And I also marked Twitter's director of policy. There's a lady called Mahima Kaul. A few years ago when I was in India, at that point of time, she was all like, oh yeah, come on, let's take a selfie, India Explained, blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, here is an email from Twitter. By your own rules, by your own account, this does not violate any of Twitter's policies. So how can the same tweet violate Twitter's policies on India Explained, but not violate it on Archops? And I marked that oaf of a Tejinder Bagga also. And sure enough, once I drew their attention to it, they shut it down. So my point is that you're shutting it down despite Twitter itself deeming that it doesn't violate any of Twitter's rules. This can only be if you are following orders from the BJP. There is no doubt about this. And to me, it's pathetic and it's cravenly and it's cowardly. And, there's a piece of trash publication called Op India. They also got involved in this. I have also done some work for India's think tank, a premier think tank, or one of India's premier think tanks called the Observer Research Foundation, which tends to, in many ways, lean right. But, you know, their president, Samir Saran, who I did consider a friend, I've always found him a very fair person. And I've always found him as someone who sticks to his guns on political principles. But this was absolutely absurd. I mean, he said, we do not condone this. And they took down my articles on their website. Now, that doesn't make a hoot of a difference to me because, frankly, in what I do, getting published on the ORF website, in terms of what it does for my career, it's kind of zero. It doesn't count as peer-reviewed work. It's, you know, one of the many modes of community service or wider community engagement. So its contribution overall, if I were to numerically look at it, in terms of what it could positively contribute to my career, is 0.00005%, if that. But the principle of the thing is, that is, again, you know, you find the same kind of cravenness and cowardice because there's a bunch of right-wingers who've just said far, far, far worse things than this tweet, in any sense could be interpreted as. And they, you know, the ORF is happily featuring
them. Just hang on a minute. So the two tweets, so that everybody's clear, that you have sent, you've sent it invoking satire.
Correct.
Your view remains that it was satire that wasn't understood by the people who were kind of took offense at it. That's point one that you're making.
Or they just don't like the idea. They didn't like the
joke. Point number two that you're making is that even if it weren't to be the satire line of thinking, there are other people out there with other political views who have said much worse and nothing has happened to them. Those are the two points you're making. Is that right, Rohit?
Absolutely. And there are people who have, you know, these are people who are validated by Modi, by Amit Shah. They're followed by, all the top brass of the BJP. They have directly threatened to kill people. And Twitter does nothing. And the same thing, even, you know, when this tweet was on, when my India Explained account was shut down, I was unrepentant. And I'm going to say this. I remain unrepentant. I remain unapologetic. They can do whatever they want. They can complain to my employer. I remain unapologetic about the content of the tweet. I also remain unapologetic about the language I use. I will use F words if I want to. I will use foul language if I want to. You may not like it. It is within protected speech. And if you feel that you need to complain to anyone, go ahead. So, you know, the kind of things that Modi supporters have said to people and just say, and Twitter doesn't do anything. It's absolutely, absolutely a disgrace. And
so what happens if you complain to Twitter about the people who have said direct personal threats towards you? Nothing happens to those
accounts?
Nothing,
absolutely nothing. I mean, I'm not bothered by them because, you know, it's some like idiot sitting in Gorakhpur who is, you know, Yogi's friend or Yogi's chamcha. I mean, there's some guy, he doesn't even have, you know, the courage to put his own name up or his own photograph up or his affiliation up, right? I mean, my identity was there for like all to see. I put my name up, I put up where I work, I put up, you know, in my personal account, my photo was there as well. So some guy who's, you know, proud Hindu 02911 ABC XYZ, he's giving me threats that tujhe hum na San Francisco mein hi thok denge, tujhe hum wahi dekh lenge. I was like, aaja yaar, kar le tujhe jo karna. Because my point is that, boss, for 2 rupees, you're sitting, if you're getting paid 2 rupees a tweet, by the time you're going to be able to save enough money to come to San Francisco and buy a ticket, you know, you will have grandchildren. You know, that is if any woman, you know, gives you the time.
Now, just in interest of time, we have to navigate towards a kind of suitable conclusion on this one.
Right.
So my view was that, you know, you've highlighted what was said by you, the intention that you wanted to convey, the inconsistency that was displayed by Twitter.
Correct.
At the behest of BJP or any other person. And the cornerstone of all of this is that, look, we are out there, we often push the boundaries, we say things, we use language, but it all falls under, you know, protected speech. You've said that piece.
Yeah.
Now tell our listeners what's going to happen for the going forward on
excellent. Thank you. I think that's a really good segue. I'll just add two quick points. One is that, you know, I could fight this on my own, but it does take time, energy, resources. And, you know, we have lives that are rich and that, you know, have demand multiple commitments. So I'm going to consider that. The other angle in all of this is that if my account was opened in the US as it is, and I'm based in the US, even if Indian laws are invoked, why should they apply? So that's, you know, a couple of one thing. On a funny note, because, you know, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I managed to find the humor in everything. That's one of the ways in which I think that's one of the things that, you know, got you and me to be friends, right? That from an early age in Calcutta, in the streets of Calcutta, when we play cricket, we would just find a sense of the absurd or, you know, the humorous or the whimsical. So the, you know, the silliness of these Modi Bhakts, they marked the U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo. They're complaining to him that they're marking Trump. They're marking my university president. They're marking San Francisco police. They're marking my colleagues in the journalism department. You know, by the way, my colleagues in the journalism department, that's a separate track. My colleagues are not my bosses. My chair is not my boss. Let's be very clear. One of the advantages you have in academia is that you don't have a boss. Yes, you are subject to institutional constraints like all of us are. Even people who work freelance and their own bosses, they are also subject to constraints. I do not have a boss as an academic. That's one reason why I took this job. So they can complain to the Vatican if they want, but it's just absurd. Anyway, going forward, what we want to let you know is, to our listeners, readers, the India Explained account, the India Explained brand, which you have built up for us, and we remain grateful for your support. The primary mode in which the India Explained brand flourishes right now, and it is flourishing, is this podcast. When India Explained comes back on Twitter, if it comes back, we will let you know. For now, same thing with Facebook. We had a very nominal presence on Facebook. We've kind of shut that down too to streamline it. But for now, I have started a Facebook account. You know, I'm a professor of media as well, and I do want to follow what's happening on different social media forums, not again out of narcissism, but particularly to see what's going on with these protests, because I'm studying them as well, and the way social media is involved in them. So there is someone on my behalf, because Twitter technically doesn't want me to come back, but on my behalf, there is someone who has started an account called Rohit Chops. The earlier personal one was R Chops. This one is at @RohitChops. It's a Twitter account. And it doesn't matter if, you know, I'm going to have a very, very minimal presence. It's mostly just to follow stuff that's going on. But, you know, if you think it's worth a follow for an occasional comment or conversation, please do follow. And then on Twitter, on Facebook, I've had like, you know, lots of issues with Facebook's policies, but it's the lie of the land, practically. So I'm there as Rohit Chopra and lives in San Francisco, California. And because Rohit Chopra is a very common name, my mom thought Rohit is a super unique name, but there are thousands of Rohit Chopras. I'm there wearing a deep red, brownish, you know, oxblood jacket. That's my profile, wearing dark glasses, and you'll see a bit of my watch as well. My beloved Submariner. And with the phrase from Elton John, I know it sounds a little grandiose, but hey, what the hell, I deserve it, I think. I'm still standing better than I ever did. that'll let you know that it's the right Rohit Chopra. If you want to just, you know, friend me on, Facebook. And I'll keep doing the kind of stuff we were doing on India Explained that I was doing. I'll keep doing the same kind of stuff on Facebook. So just a shout out on those two fronts.
Look, I think this was, so some of our listeners who tune in regularly, most of the time we cover a topical issue. We talk about a political issue, a social issue, a cultural issue. But this episode, if you've heard it so far, is actually, and as I was listening, like you, for most part of this episode, I could tell from the way Rohit was kind of talking about this, was, you know, more than upset, it's caused a lot of nuisance in our day-to-day life, right? So, and what we wanted to do is, because we have shared this journey with everybody who listens to us, put a version out there so that there is, if there is kind of another version floating around, it can test that. It's the version that comes from us. And, you know, we also wanted to explain what is happening in social media vis-a-vis India Explained, both in Facebook and in Twitter. So at Rohit Chops is the Twitter handle that you want to follow if you want to look us up on Twitter. And it is through this account, as we did with India Explained, we will be publicizing the podcast. So every time you do a podcast, this account will highlight the link on SoundCloud where you can go and listen to. And likewise, on Rohit's Facebook page, on his personal page, the plan is to kind of share the India Explained podcast. So the India Explained podcast keeps running. The method by which we draw people's attention to it, those channels have changed. And what we are doing is for the next foreseeable future, because it's just the both of us, we'll take a pause for breath in terms of how we play ourselves out on social media. Because what gives us joy is talking to each other every weekend and talking about different things. So that will continue. We'll just have to reconfigure how we bring back India Explained. Our website still remains, India Explained, which carries the link to all podcasts. I think there's a little bit of work that we need to do there, right, which we will get around.
Yeah, we'll get around.
But what we'll do is we'll signpost our body of work that exists out there. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to kind of, you know, if people who've been following us on Twitter for a while suddenly realize a gap, this episode explains that gap, the reason what leads up to the gap, and the measures that we are taking to mitigate, and what continues. Because this has gone on for a while, is there anything else that you'd like to add? The closing words up to you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bunty. Thanks. And, you know, just that, because dozens of people have, like, reached out and asked what happened. And, you know, initially when we were suspended, they were wondering, hey, why did you go silent, especially on the CA-NRC stuff and so on. You know, we want to hear your voice, what you have to say about it. And then, you know, again, people have been asking what's going on and so on. And it did get some kind of attention, but it's, you know, mostly been, what's happened is that, again, as you said, you know, I'm not really bothered or harassed or hassled by either the threats and the account. It was never about the numbers. So it's not even about losing the numbers, but it's just about the fact that right now the story has been dominated by this kind of right-wing attack. So we just wanted to put our perspective out in whatever way. You know, we don't have the reach of the right-wing because they have a whole government department, practically the BJP IT cell, which is funded by, you know, hundreds of crores, if not thousands of crores, and they have state-of-the-art equipment. I know from, you know, someone who's actually been inside and so on. So we can't compete with them, but we wanted to put our side out. And, you know, just thank you for listening and thank you for your support. And, you know, we may not come back on Twitter. It depends on a lot of factors, but we'll continue to have a voice no matter how small. And no matter how small a voice, having a voice is what matters, right? Every voice starts, small and then it grows bigger. So I think on that note, we'll just wrap this one up and we'll be back with another episode pretty soon. Okay. Take care, Bunty.
Take care, man. Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.